a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
There's a new acronym that describes essentially you.
Oh, great.
But a type of people, and it's an extension of a previous one. Famously, you and Jimmy James are massive dinks.
Yeah, you say that with such
venom
that it's kind of like, I was like, oh, is it bad? Like, what is it? Well, but then it's double income, no kids, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Double income, no kids, right? Yeah. What a way to live. Yeah. I remember those days.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, no, let's not get bogged down on what that was like for me.
Yeah.
This woman by the name of Hannah Betts, she's written an article for the Daily Mail and she's introducing us to the extension of the dink.
Okay.
And it's the dink wad.
Once again, sounds a bit offensive.
Yeah.
So am I a dink wad?
You are. You are a massive dink wad.
No, see, putting massive in front of it isn't necessary, I believe.
No, it is, for sure, because you're a double income, no kids, with a dog.
Oh, okay. That is not where I thought that was going.
Dinkwad. So she's 53.
Yeah.
And she's discovered the love of her life. And the love of her life is not her tall, dark, dashing boyfriend. All right, hero, we'll be the judge of that.
Oh, that's what she said. I thought you were describing him. I'm like, let me see this man.
She said, the subject of my devotion is Pimlico, my blue whippet.
Oh, bless.
The hound I dreamed of for decades before acquiring 6 years ago in October. And that's a good way to describe anything you love and coming into contact with it is acquiring it.
Acquiring it. Maybe she got it from Queensland.
No, she's over in the UK. She lives in London.
Pimlico
South,
is a place.
South London.
South London, isn't it?
Okay, sure. Anyway, she says that particularly in London, but in many big cities around the world, people are opting to not have kids and to have dogs instead, and that is why they are dinkwads.
Dinkwads, okay. Well, you know, dinkwad it is.
15% of all British dog owners are dinkwads. So double income, no kids with a dog. And then half of those people apparently say they're delaying parenthood in favour of their furry friends. I've got a dog, so hold off having a kid.
Okay. Are there any dink wax?
With a cat?
Yeah.
Well. Where dinkwad is cute and a little bit offensive, dinkwack sounds quite painful.
Yeah, it does.
Shout out to all the dinkwacks enduring out there. Stay strong.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Lingy's not here, but Chris from Workdays is.
Yes, he is. And a pop quiz, Tom. Mm. Guess the year style. What year was Like a G6 released?
I'm going to say 20, and this is a bit not fair for you because you've put the song in, so you know.
Oh, something's not fair, is it?
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
See how
guy over there pushing buttons isn't happy with someone else having an advantage.
What year did that one come out?
2011, is that?
Oh, he's gone over.
Have I? 2010, was it?
Sorry, Larry.
Yeah.
You've gone over.
See how
Chris knew that? 2010, you just said it. 2010. 2010 is correct.
Oh, it's bloody close.
Not close
enough.
But
you can't go over.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So this is the thing, right? You are a little bit smug, we'll say. That's probably the nicest way to put it.
Okay.
A little bit smug. And Chris has noticed the smugness. He's not a fan.
I'm looking at leaderboards with Lingy and Loggy trying to catch up to you and you're smiling, pushing the buttons, going, oh, well, I guess I win again. What's the leaderboard? Oh, you guys are going to be away for the next 2 weeks, so I guess I'll just extend my lead and sit here happily at the top of my tree on a bunch of all my tortoises looking at the view.
What am I, Super Mario?
No. I was thinking Yodel the Turtle. Yodel the Turtle.
Okay. Good stuff there.
Yeah, favourite book.
So I thought it's not so much about me coming in here to smack you down, but it's more that I can't just give you free rein. I think you need to have some sort of opponent.
You do.
In the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And potentially just, you know, leave the others with a bit of a sporting chance at something.
Mm. So what you're saying is you're suggesting, so for Guess the Year, what about Lyrical Headlines?
Yeah.
Both. So Tuesday and Thursday of the next 2 weeks, because I'm flying solo, you're going to come in and we'll go head to head. Is that what's happening?
And if I win, both Lingy and Loggy will get a point.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I feel it's a 1 point thing and you assign it to one of
either. Oh, really?
I don't know.
Come on, Tom.
You don't get double points for wins. Come on.
Okay, what about this?
You do get draft picks when you finish last and some people need help.
Okay, what about this? What if Guess the Year is played on my behalf, Lyrical Headlines is played on Lingy's behalf?
Whatever.
Does that, so if he wins, I get a point on Tuesday, and if he wins, Lingy gets a point on Thursday? Will
you
do that?
Okay, you're representing, yep.
And then maybe, idea just for the both of you on the fly, I feel seen, you're going to need a partner. Why don't you just fill in for I feel seen as well?
We could do that.
So, we didn't talk about this, man.
So my stipulations are, okay, so for the next 2 weeks, you're going to be representing Loggy in the Guess the Year.
Doesn't matter.
You'll need to wear a Wookiee mask for that.
Hey.
And then on Thursday, you'll be representing Lingy, so you'll need to wear a Ronald McDonald wig.
Okay. Or happy just with one of his belts.
Yeah.
belts of brass and leather boots.
Yeah.
Wonderful. AJ's in the news booth. He looks like he's got something to say. AJ, what are your thoughts?
I genuinely thought I was getting out of work on a Thursday morning and not having to do lyrical headlines.
No.
Start preparing now and skew it to me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Friday, so we gotta do this. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Spot on, mate. Did that in one breath.
One breath, too.
Those lungs.
Thank you. Fun facts for today. In Nazi Germany, chocolates containing methamphetamine were sold to women with the promise that they could lose weight and do the housework more quickly.
Wowee.
Just punching right in there.
Right in on a Friday fun fact.
Yeah, Ozempic, anybody. Here's one for you. Magpies were originally just called pies.
Yeah.
Mag is short for Margaret. Since the Middle Ages, the bird was given a human nickname and was known as Maggie Pie, which then turned to Mag Pie and then Magpie. There's a little sexist undertone as well, because a mag was a nickname for a woman who was perceived to chat too much.
Oh, right. Okay, you know how much I love magpies.
I know.
Mm.
Story checks out. Bit of synergy there for you. You can buy something called Atomic Vodka. It's Atomic with a K instead of C. Atomic Vodka, made from crops grown in the Chernobyl exclusion zone.
Whoa.
According to the producers, it's no more radioactive than any other vodka. And you can literally imagine them shrugging their shoulders, Putin style, like, hey.
What? No, I'm right with that one. I think I'm right.
In 2017, Kuwaiti officials detained a pigeon after discovering it was carrying drugs in a tiny backpack.
Oh.
Super cute.
Okay.
In the 19th century, soldiers in British India treated malaria with quinine, which is very bitter. To make it more palatable, they added sweetened water to make a tonic, and also added lime to prevent scurvy.
Yes.
Eventually, gin was added, and then we had the gin and tonic.
Yes.
Hey. So much good has come from preventing scurvy.
Right.
So many
that
delicious
things. That needs to be
things.
Celebrated more.
All right, and the final one for this week. In 1963, inventors George and Charlotte Blonsky patented a design for a spinning bed, right, whereby a woman who is giving birth would be strapped to it, and the bed would then spin and aid them to give birth with considerable propelling force. No mention of who should catch the baby or where they should stand.
That is ridiculous.
That's your fun fact Friday. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact Friday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.